This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. You can follow us all over social media, at Golf Unfiltered. Folks, I want to remind you that we are part of the HackersParadise.com podcast network, including our friends over at Off Course, hosted by Rob Miller and Dan Edwards, two great guys that you're going to enjoy the way that they kind of feed off each other on that show. And of course, Range Days, which is an in-depth look at specific pieces of equipment that will help educate you before making your purchasing decision. I also want to just give a big shout out to our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. You guys know I've been playing their equipment all year long. Continue to do so. They've got some great stuff coming out soon, so be sure to keep your eyes open there. So folks, as you know, if you follow us on social media, you know we've been playing a lot of golf this summer. It seems like it's the only thing that we can do outside for the most part, and that's okay. The golf business is doing extremely well, and that includes not only the main big box stores or the OEMs that we all hear about all the time, but also some of these smaller companies, including our friends over at Ben Hogan Golf. And so today, folks, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about two of their products that I've had the opportunity to try over the last few weeks, comparing the two, contrasting the two, and to see, all right, well, which one of these would have benefited a player like myself who's looking for a little bit help in the long iron category? So if you follow us on social, you know I had a little bit of a mishap with my 4-iron. I was attempting to install graphite shafts for the first time and, you know, didn't make it with the 4-iron. And so I've since rebuilt that club. But I wanted to see what else was out there. I wanted to see what other alternatives are out there for me to not only get a little bit more launch in my long irons, specifically in what would be the 4-iron spot on my bag, and also what would be more forgiving. Luckily, Ben Hogan Golf offers two such clubs. The first being the UI High Utility Iron, which really they make one that spans a wide spectrum, and I'll get to that here in a second. And then the VKTR Plus Hybrid. Two extraordinary clubs, very affordable. As you know, that Ben Hogan offers everything that they do direct to the consumer via their website, benhogangolf.com. And so really all that was left for me to do was to compare the two clubs. They were in the same loft, 22 degrees. I asked for that specifically. And I played a couple rounds with them. Went to the range a few times with them. Got some data on both of these clubs so that I could compare them, so I could determine whether I was hitting one further than the other, if one was a little bit more forgiving in terms of dispersion, all that great stuff that people should do before making a purchasing decision. Which we also know you should go and get fit, but having been fit many times before, I knew at least what I needed from a gap standpoint, from a yardage gap standpoint in my bag. So that's what we're going to talk about today on today's show. If you're in the market for a long iron alternative, either a hybrid, utility iron, what have you, I really think you're going to like today's episode. So sit back and relax. We'll be right back with a comparison between the Ben Hogan Golf UI High Utility Iron and the VKTR Plus Hybrid. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. All right, folks, and we are back. And if you haven't guessed by now, we're going to talk a lot about Ben Hogan Golf today. And that's a good thing because they are good people. They've got a lot of great products out there. And specifically, we're going to talk about two products, as I said in the intro, the UI High Utility Iron, as well as the VKTR Plus Hybrid. So I've tried both of these clubs recently. I was able to play a few rounds of golf with both of them. And just to kind of remind you, I got them in the same loft, 22 degrees. I needed to replace my 4-iron. The first thing that we're going to talk about is the similarities between the two clubs. And then we're going to talk about some of the differences, because there are differences between the two, which may help you make a decision on which will fit your game better. So first up is the UI High Utility Iron. If you're a player that prefers the look of a long iron, the blade shape of an iron, in that spot in your back, then you're going to love the UI High Utility Iron from Ben Hogan Golf. Now, I'm one of those players. I personally prefer the look of an iron because for some whatever reason I've never hit hybrids very well, and so immediately my eyes are drawn to this club as well as any other utility iron that I've tried in the past for that purpose, just right out of the gate. And I think that's a big part of what players need in terms of confidence. If you're not confident with what you're looking at address, then how are you going to hit a good golf shot? I've always believed that, and that is especially true with the UI High Utility Iron. Now, Ben Hogan Golf designed this club to really replace anything in your bag from 18 degrees aloft all the way down to 26. So you're talking about, you know, 5, maybe even 6 iron, depending on your preference and your yardage gapping. But we went with 22 degrees, as I mentioned earlier, and even just right out of the gate, you look at the club head and you know that this isn't a blade by any means. There is a lot of stuff going on in this club head, but just enough to maintain the traditional look, the design that you expect from Ben Hogan Golf. It's not clunky. It doesn't look like, you know, you're swinging a doorknob or something. It's actually very sleek for what it is, and that is a utility iron. You know that you're going to have a little bit more heft in the sole as well as the cavity back, which this also features. Now, as far as construction goes, it's pretty straightforward. Two-piece forged, hollow body construction. It's really meant to help you get the ball in the air. And that's what we all need, regardless of our skill level, in the long iron category. We need to get that ball in the air. So launch is optimized. Center of gravity is optimized to help with launch. And all of this also equates to a club that gives you enough spin to keep the ball airborne. Now, I don't know about you, but I would normally struggle with that. I would usually hit very low shots with my long irons. I'm not a spinnier player, and so I need a little bit more spin for me in the long game to keep the ball up in the air. That's going to help with distance, and that's certainly going to help when the ball lands to keep the ball on the green if I actually hit the green. But that's where the UI High club also comes into play, because this is an extremely forgiving utility iron. You know, I've played a few different utility irons through over the years. I really prefer a utility iron, but not all of them have been the most forgiving, so to speak. You know, if you're going to hit that thing off the toe, typically that ball's going way left, at least in some of the utility irons from other brands that I've tried. That's not the case with the Ben Hogan UI High. Very accurate. The gear effect is still there to help you center those misstrikes, let's just say, either on the toe or the heel, but it's also got enough distance forgiveness as well, regardless of where you make contact on the face, to keep you in play even when you make a miss hit, which is an extremely important thing for something called a utility iron. Ben Hogan also offers a multitude of shaft options for the UI High, including steel shafts from our friends over at KBS and True Temper, and of course, you gotta get the recoils from UST Mamiya, which is exactly what I got installed in the demo club that I tried for this purpose. So, those are the high-level features of the UI High Utility Iron from Ben Hogan Golf. Let's take a look at the VKTR Plus Hybrid. For players that prefer the look of a hybrid, and you know I just said a few minutes ago that I am not typically one of those players, Ben Hogan's VKTR Plus Hybrid is especially made for you, it seems like. I mean, it is a classic looking design, very sleek, not a lot of different design elements, at least from the first impression right out of the gate, but don't let that fool you. The VKTR Plus Hybrids are constructed from two separate types of steel. They've got a little bit of offset, just enough to give you the confidence that you need that you're going to hit a good golf shot, because quite frankly, I do not like minimal offset. I mean, I need a little bit there, because otherwise it looks like that thing's going right off the hosel. But That's more me than the golf club, of course. So as far as what else is going on in the club head here, you know, they maintained the bulge and roll club face with some variable face thickness, because that will allow you to not only keep the ball on the fairway, again with that gear effect that I referenced earlier, but the steel face also just emphasizes the spring-like effect that'll help you get the distance you need in a club designed not only for forgiveness from the long iron category, but also to, you know, give you a little bit of boost to distance. That's what you need when you're playing a hybrid, especially out of any lie. And let me tell you, the VKTR Plus is extremely easy to hit, either from the fairway, the rough. I've even hit this thing from a bunker, and it was absolutely fantastic. So not only does this club perform well, it looks phenomenal. The crown, super glossy, black finish. The face, a little bit more of a matte black color. They blend together seamlessly, and this club looks like a persimmon, you know, wood from years ago. And that's something that I really, really like. That is something that any traditionalist or anyone who's played the game for a long time is sure to enjoy as well. Now, as far as the similarities between the UI High Utility Iron and the VKTR Plus Hybrid, that's what's up next. So, the best part about trying out new pieces of golf equipment is to compare the two of them, especially when you're dealing with a utility iron versus a hybrid. And I should say that going into this test, I knew that it was going to be neck and neck. I mean, Ben Hogan makes fantastic golf equipment, as I've said a few times already. And, you know, I really went into this, I tried to not be biased regarding, okay, if I'm comparing two clubs, I don't want to have a favorite going into the test, but I have to admit, I really wanted the utility iron to win here, the UI High. As I said before, I just prefer the look of utility iron. And so I went into the test with that admittedly bias. And I have to tell you, what I found was different than what I expected. Now, don't get me wrong, the UI High Utility Iron, it is a fantastic club. It is very forgiving. It actually compares very much to my typical gamer, another utility iron. And I will mention that I did notice the UI High Utility Iron, the ball flew a little bit lower. The trajectory was just a bit lower than what I was accustomed to with my typical gamer. Now, I should mention that the shafts that I have in my gamer, I have recoils in all my clubs. Same or very similar recoils were found in the two clubs that I'm testing for Ben Hogan. And so there wasn't really any difference there. And so I found that to be a little surprising for me. Now, distance-wise, very similar to what I expected from a utility iron. I fly my typical 4-iron around 190 yards carry. I was getting a little bit more distance with the utility iron, but again, the launch conditions, just for me, for whatever reason, were a little bit lower. They were around the 10-11 mark. Not necessarily what I was hoping for. So that was the first thing that just popped right out at me. And I should also mention that I was testing these clubs over at Top Tracer Range at Cog Hill. And so I had a little bit of data. Now, the Top Tracer, for those of you who are familiar, it does not give you spin rate. So I didn't have that information in front of me. But I would imagine that the spin rate was a little bit lower with the utility iron in comparison to the VKTR Plus Hybrid, which I actually hit higher. I hit it much higher. In fact, I was hitting it about 15 degrees. Of launch, which, you know, seems like it may be a little bit high, but honestly, I was getting that much more distance from the hybrid, and that seems to make more sense, right? If you just go into a golf store, if you're going into a club test of your own, and you're comparing a hybrid to an iron, even a utility iron, you might think that you're automatically going to hit the hybrid further. I don't know, that's just the way that I would assume things would go, and I found that to be the case here. Not only did it go higher, but I wasn't losing any distance, as I mentioned. In fact, I actually gained a little bit more with the hybrid. I was carrying the ball over 200 yards with the VKTR Plus Hybrid, which is really good for me in that spot in my bag for a 22-degree club. That's really good. And the descent angle was actually really, really good as well. And so what that tells me, at least on the range, is that the ball is going to hold the green a little bit better for me with the hybrid as opposed to the utility iron. Now, don't get me wrong. again, it's coming across as the utility iron wasn't performing well for me. It just wasn't as optimal for my game as the hybrid was. That was something that was very evident right off the bat. I could very easily put the UI High utility iron in my bag and use that off the tee, for example. I would feel very confident using that as a long iron driving iron off of a tight, you know, par four or a longer par three, which at my club, there are a couple of those. And so I need to keep that in mind as well. And that certainly went into mind in my test also. All the other aesthetic things that you look for in a golf club, I know that I do, such as sound, feel, those were pretty similar between the two. Obviously, a hybrid's going to sound a little bit different from a utility iron. That was the case here as well. But nothing sounded cheap. And I say that word purposefully because when we talk about a direct-to-consumer brand or a brand that's going to cost considerably less, as Ben Hogan does, than some of the larger OEMs, I feel that a lot of these direct-to-consumer brands get a bad rap that, oh, they just make cheaper golf equipment. Now, it may be more inexpensive to develop, but there's no markup. And I have to tell you that Ben Hogan golf clubs, they feel fantastic. They feel very similar to anything else that you're going to find from a larger brand. And that was the case as well with the utility iron and the hybrid here. From a sound perspective, I would say that the utility iron was a little bit more clicky, as you would expect, a little bit more solid sounding, as you would expect from an iron. The hybrid, however, also sounded pretty muted, actually, for a hybrid. Certainly, you know that you're hitting a steel-faced club, but it wasn't off-putting by any means, and quite frankly, it was actually quite pleasing. And that's why, at the end of the day, I felt that the VKTR Plus Hybrid was the better option for my game. But I feel like I'm jumping ahead a little bit. I have to tell you how both clubs performed on the course. We were just talking about the driving range. The data seemed to suggest that the hybrid would be better for me in terms of launch as well as distance. How would it translate on the golf course? Well, both performed pretty similarly, to be honest. The way that I approached this part of the test was to, you know, as I mentioned earlier, go to tighter par fours, go to longer par threes at the golf course that I've played many times before, and I hit both clubs. I basically threw two golf balls down, teed up two different golf balls depending on the situation, and I just compared what happened. And quite frankly, I could not find, at least from my perception, a major difference. Again, the ball flight was different. I guess that would be the one thing that I did pick up on. The utility iron was a little bit lower than the hybrid, but both performed very similarly. So I would say, at least for me, it really boils down to what am I most comfortable hitting? What's going to give me the most confidence in that situation when you're standing at a very narrow par four and you have to hit the fairway, for example? Can I do that with the utility iron? Absolutely. Do I have a greater possibility or less risk associated with hitting the hybrid? I found that to be the case. And honestly, folks, that's what it really boils down to, isn't it? Especially when you're on a longer par three. And there are a couple par threes at the course that I play often that are over 190 yards. And that is going to call for this spot in my bag. Normally, I would hit a four iron. Both clubs, again, performed very similarly. I did have a little bit more success hitting the green and holding the green with the hybrid, which to me, that just spoke again. Hey, look, this is going to be the club that you're going to have the most confidence with, regardless of how your swing's going that day. And believe me, I am not that strong of a player to know exactly what my swing's going to do every day. Does anyone actually know that? I don't know. That's maybe an aside. Maybe a future podcast episode, we'll talk about that. End of the day, both the UI High Utility Iron from Ben Hogan as well as the VKTR Plus Hybrids, they're fantastic golf clubs. Don't let my experience dissuade you from going to the Utility Iron if that's something that you prefer. Because once again, folks, not to sound redundant, but that's the club that I wanted to like the most going into this little comparison. So the big takeaway for me, folks, you gotta try a number of different options here, even if from the same brand. Luckily, Ben Hogan Golf makes that easy to do. They've got a fantastic demo program that you can check out over at benhogangolf.com. You have absolutely no obligation to buy anything. You can try out any products that you want from their website. You know, if you wanted to do a little comparison test, much like I talked about today. And if you don't like what you tried out, you simply just return the clubs, no questions asked. Once again, that's over at benhogangolf.com. Be sure to check it out, and I highly recommend for you to do your own comparison between the UI High Utility Iron as well as the VKTR Plus Hybrid. That's our show today, folks. I really hope you enjoyed the little comparison we did. Hope to do a little bit more of that in the future here, and I want you to just really take away two things from today's episode. One, keep your options open. We all have our favorites as far as what we want to play, what we like to look down at a dress, and what we like to have in our golf bag. But there might be something else, even from the same brand, that might perform better for you. The other is simply just go and think about different brands than what you're normally accustomed to. There's a lot of great golf equipment out there, folks. There's a lot of different ways that brands are trying to get golf equipment into your hands and your golf bags easier than ever before. And Ben Hogan Golf is one of those brands. So I hope you liked today's episode. Let me know what you think. Hit me up again at adam@golfunfiltered.com, or you can find us all over social media @golfunfiltered. Until next week, this is Adam signing off.